Eileen's son-in-law, Alan, bought her a journal to write in. The first entry reflects a strong assurance from Matthew. It reads as follows. Saturday, October 20th. My precious Matthew, you taught us so much and left behind more than we could ever experience in our lifetime. I saw you do that little dance of yours twice on Thursday. I think it was the Irish jig. Remember all the airline trips we'd stand by for and occasionally get upgraded to business? You'd do your fancy footwork and give us a high five, and proudly we'd sit down in business class and wink at each other. Well, the other day I did that Irish jig for you when I saw that beautiful Learjet taxi in front of us bringing you home. I saw your smile and wink as you taxied by us. I thought to myself and laughed, yep, that's our Maddie going out in style, business class all the way. I saw you dance again that day, Thursday. We were driving home from the airport after embracing you and spotted a wee glimpse of the sun shaped like a quarter moon peeking through the clouds. It appeared to get larger and then pulsating in and out like a heartbeat pounding. At first, I thought it was my eyes due to all the tears that were shed earlier. Then it got bigger and more vibrant and stronger as it pulsated so hard. You then got the attention of all of us in the car, Dad, Tasha, and Jonathan. All I remember is everyone shouting in excitement, "Look at that sun, how it's dancing. I've never seen anything like it. It's Matthew showing off and giving us one last jig." Thanks, Matthew. Within my heart, I know it was you because the sun could never dance like that unless you had your footsteps on it. I wish you could have seen it from our angle. It was so big and bright and alive. And it gradually quietened down, became so huge and brilliant we could hardly stare at it. Perhaps you didn't want us to stare at it anymore, and instead redirected our eyes to the whole skyline that was the most beautiful sunset we'd ever seen. Truly God's masterpiece, and one that you loved so much and walked so close to. Thank you, Matthew, for that reassurance that you are happy and are with the Lord right now, and for that one last dance. Our grief is so deep and painful, but we know that one day we'll dance again. Your best friend always, Mum, or otherwise known as Mummers. P.S. Thanks for all the ways you've shown us love.